He pulls something from an inside pocket, and they share a brief, incomprehensible exchange. When Rox turns back to me, she has a small plastic folder in her hand. Her expression reflects a mix of hopeful skepticism.
How confortable are you in a tight places?
I'm starting to get a very bad feeling about this. Outside the tunnel, rain is pelting down onto the tracks. She points past my feet into the black hole on the floor.
It looks bad, I know, she says.
Removing her headlamp, she shines it into the muddy gap in the rock.
But once you go through, it opens right up. Inside, we stand upright, I promise you. The passage lasts maybe 100, 150 meters. Then we climb a little ladder and voila!
I swallow hard and drag my eyes away from the cave entrance. Voila what?
La métro, Tour Eiffel Station. Maybe 5 minute walk from there. No more.
I look from her serious expression to his cheerful one. Is there no way to make it above ground? Both heads shake in unison.
Not from here, unless you have ropes,
she says, and holds up the plastic folder.
Rolls Metro Pass. I have no cash, but he can tap you through.
I look over at him. He's finally remembered to flip off his headlamp. But my eyes have adjusted, and I can see the glint of his broadening smile. Why would you do that? He shrugs and points at the cave entrance.
Down here, we help each other, he says.
My eyes are drawn back to what is essentially a crumbling crack in the tunnel floor. It looks big enough for maybe a Pekingese.
I'll never fit through there,
I mutter.
You will, says Rox firmly. Rolls big gal and he has no problem. We go in arse first, huh?
Dis donc ça, c'est un joli cul,
Rawl adds appreciatively and hands me his yellow gloves. I swallow hard, try not to think about all the bones I read about in the catacombs, and climb backwards into the hole.